This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, good morning and welcome to Auto Talk Radio on this holiday weekend. Working out a little problem here in the studio, figuring out what mic is what. Brendan was sleeping since the Auto Talk guys were pre-programmed, apparently. He's just staring at me like, I don't care.
I don't know if he hears you.
He probably does. I'm sure he hears me. Do you know we were talking about you? You can't hear us, can you?
Say Tesla. Good morning, fellas. Say Tesla.
Say Tesla.
Then you can see the reaction.
Look at his eyes. Whoa. It's all good. Anyway, folks, welcome to Auto Talk Radio on a Memorial Day weekend, where really the weekend is to celebrate all the people that have given their lives so that you can leave in this free country.
Yeah.
And so some of the people can do all the weird things they've been doing lately.
Like walk across the border?
Well, that and of course, protesting at college campuses all the same colored tents. But we're not going to go into that. Yeah. We're going to leave that one alone. He just had a big discussion with a friend of mine that was in town about that. So super fun. But this is not politics. This is auto that's repair. True. And that's what we do. So that's what we're going to be doing this morning. All good stuff. I told Brendan to open up with a different theme song this morning. He didn't do it, though.
No, I didn't have time. I'm about to. I'll do it on our way back in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's everybody loves that song right now. It's very
I do. Very I think popular. It's, cool.
It's actually a really great, it's kind of a snappy tune.
Yeah, there exactly. You go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's more country than whatever Beyonce was doing on her last
album. We don't say Beyonce and country in the same sentence. That is... There was a funny story about her, and this isn't political, so we can talk about this real quick, because country music's super cool, obviously. But she had her people call,
She had her management team call all the country stations in America to go play her country song that she made, and there was one country station in Oklahoma that
said no.
Protested saying we are a country station, not a pop station. And
George Strait didn't put his stamp of approval on her song either.
So. Alan Jackson didn't either.
No, of course not. They're real country.
According to what I read, I think she premiered the song at a country award show, and there was rumors that Alan Jackson walked away from the arena entirely and just went home. As soon as she
I could
stage.
See Alan Jackson doing that. But also what she had her people call the Grand Ole Opry and let them know that they wanted to be part of the Grand Ole Opry, and they said to her, hey, that's not how this works, you know.
Yeah,
you have to be inducted into the Grand. It's kind of like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just call them and say, hey, I want to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I sang one song, right? It doesn't work that way, right?
No matter how many times Run DMC said, oh, we're going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whether you like it or not, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame had to nominate them first.
Or somebody had to nominate them for it. Did it ever happen?
Yeah, they're in the Rock and Roll Hall
of Fame
now. Yeah.
Oh, so, really?
Okay. Good for them. Good for them. But earlier they kept saying, we're going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all you other guys are just lame.
Oh,
that
really?
Was me
I,
did, rapping.
I didn't I actually know that. Okay.
No, I'm
rapping. You're not good at that, so you're going to stick to your job. Don't quit your day job. But what I was going to say, being inducted into the Grand Ole Opry is a not even all country music stars make it into the Grand Ole Opry. You have to be amazing. There is somebody in August 7th that's being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that is Lainey Wilson. She's an amazing country artist, obviously, and has taken off. And I saw her last year at Red Rocks. She's amazing. So she deserves to be in the Grand Ole Opry. But yeah, you don't get to call them and tell them you're going to be in the Grand Ole Opry. So, and then of course, all my friends that I have that are horse people, the video she made where she's riding, it's all AI because, and they tore it apart. Like, nobody rides a horse like that. Nobody wears that when you ride a horse ever. And so, yeah. I don't think that her country crossover worked over out so good. So, but we'll see. Maybe some people love it. We don't know. Brendan, do you play it all the time? You love it?
Do I love Lainey Wilson?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, I mean, she's hot. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, she's actually a true farm girl, too. No, I was talking about your friend Beyonce. They did, her video was all AI that they made for her country song.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. And on top of that, you know what, to be honest, that Beyonce record was just okay.
You listened to the whole actual record?
I did, because my wife really wanted to listen to it. I was like, okay. And we were on a road trip. Gotcha. And the entire time I was saying, this is just Beyonce.
Is it all country?
It is all country, yeah. Oh. And Beyonce's just repurposing a lot of these country songs.
Oh.
Like, in terms of like, a big example is the Jolene song. Now, Jolene, the original, is like Dolly Parton saying to the woman begging and pleading, please don't do this anymore.
Yes, correct.
Like, you're hurting me by having my husband or a significant other cheat on me and stuff like that. And then Beyonce is, on the other hand, threatening the girl, saying, if you cheat, I'm going to punch you in the mouth or something.
Oh, really in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a new twist to it.
I know it's a twist, but unfortunately, by doing that, you ruin the actual originality of the song.
There's a lot of history behind that song.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Was Dolly Parton the first one to do Jolene?
Yes, she was the original artist.
I couldn't remember if it was her or the coal miner's daughter. Girl, what was her name? Amazing country
gosh.
Legend.
Loretta Lynn.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, I couldn't remember which one it was.
Look at my music now.
You guys are good. I don't know. I'm like, Beyonce had country?
Well,
even now.
Yeah. So, well, she made a country album.
Oh, yeah.
So she said. I don't know. Some people aren't good on it. Anyway, let's go back to cars. 1-888-344-1170. 1-888-344-1170. That has to do with cars because Brendan listened to that in his... car on the way to
and his Nissan.
Yeah. And by the way, Brendan, I can't see the caller screen because you never logged the computer in because he was sleeping because the AutoTalk guys weren't here. So yeah, so hopefully folks give us a call though. 1-888-344-1170. Brendan will fix it for sure. There's no question about it. All right, folks, so today we're talking about what you know about the parts being put on your car.
Me?
Should you know anything about them?
You should probably.
Do you care?
I care.
I always care.
Yeah.
So, but quality parts are important, right?
Yes, they are.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, for sure. We see, I mean, there's a lot of different options on parts these days, right?
There is, yeah.
There's a lot of junk out there, too.
Yes,
yeah.
There is.
Yeah, and the internet, as you know, just like anything else. I mean, if you're shopping for whatever on the internet, there's good quality and bad quality of almost everything.
Yeah.
Everything from furniture that goes in your house to, so car parts are no different.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are knockoffs now and not spec'd out the way they should be. So you buy this stuff and you're like, why'd they drill the hole over there? The hole doesn't line up.
Yeah, it's like tools, you know. You want a Lincoln welder or you want a Harbor Freight one for $100?
Harbor Freight's going to be so mad at you.
Sorry.
For $100. Well, and sometimes the $100 one does have a purpose. I get it. If you're going to, you know, we bought some stuff like that. Like, we're only going to use it once. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and for what the purpose is, it works once or whatever. Not a welder, but other things, you know. You're like, oh, you know what? I just need this dolly to move this one thing over to here. And, you know, and in that case, and a cheap one a lot of times works.
Mm-hmm.
And when it breaks, you're not.
Yeah, that's sad.
But John Ruskin, an old guy in the 1800s, said, what exactly does it say? It says, if you buy something cheap, you get something cheap. If you saved your money to buy something that could actually do the job properly, in the long run, you save money or something like that. Anyway, so don't be disappointed when the thing you bought doesn't do what you wanted if you buy something cheap, basically. And car parts are nevertheless the same. So we want to put quality on your car because we want longevity in a car repair, obviously.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a lot of these repairs take a lot of labor.
Yeah.
So you spend a bunch of money to have something put on a car, and if it don't work, that's
a problem. Do a rear main seal and then do an aftermarket one.
Are you just trying to make me upset today?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, so at the West Automotive Group, a lot of these, that's a prime example, rear main seal, right? Even a factory one, it'll cost twice as much as, yeah. as but when you say twice as much, you're like, so a regular one, a not high quality one could be $50. And let's say a factory one's $100. But the labor to install it is $1,000, right?
Yeah.
So why not use the, one thing we know about rear main seals, you put a factory one in, you, does it leak ever again usually?
Yeah,
not no. at least for, you know, 50, 100,000 mile, whatever. Yeah. It lasts its life, right? Yeah. A good life.
Yes.
Versus put it in and 3 miles down the road, it's spitting. That is disappointing for a client and disappointing for a technician, I guarantee
you.
Oh,
yeah.
You're like, oh, no, not good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. We're going to take our first break here. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio here at The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 with Brian and Paul on this wonderful Memorial Day Saturday. So give us a call. We'll be happy to talk to you. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, as we're talking cars, parts specifically, right?
Yes.
That you put on your car. Do you put parts on your car?
Sometimes.
When you repair it, I hope so.
Yeah.
Parts and pieces are very important. All right. You didn't find my song again, Brendan. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm busy with phone calls.
That's fine.
It's jam-packed here right now.
That's more important.
Right now,
you're right. Keep doing it. I know. It's ringing off the hook. All we got to do is talk about the wrong topic and people call to talk about cars. Perfect. Yeah, that's what we're going to do from now
on. Get it back on
task. Come on, everybody. Yeah, let's talk about cars. That's what we prefer. All right. I do want to remind you before I go grabbing everybody here, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks in North County Inland for over 30 years now. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there, taking care of folks for over 10 years now. And out there in East County, doing the thing. West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission at 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks over there for over 6 years now. And actually 7 years, I think, now. It's been a while.
Yeah.
A little bit of time, huh? And West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road in Eastgate Mall. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks over there for over 5 years now. And, of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission. We're over a year now, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there. You can see the ocean from that location.
Yeah, I like that location.
That's the only one you like?
I like
I'm
them
kidding.
All.
I was going
like
to say,
them all.
We like them all. Yeah. All of us here at the West Automotive Group come together, me, myself, and my employees, to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. That is, we truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. And the West Automotive Group also offers 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Of course, ask one of my managers or service consultants that are helping you about this. Takes like 5 minutes to get you all signed up. Good stuff. Then you have a card in your wallet for just auto repair and 6 months no interest every time you use it. So great stuff. Get in and take advantage of our diagnosis, whether it be for a transmission concern, a drivability concern, a noise concern. The best money you'll ever spend is on a qualified technician to diagnose your vehicle properly. It is the most important part of any repair. It's definitely the start of any repair.
Oh, yeah.
Although some places start by just throwing parts in a car for fun.
Like,
so
didn't fix it.
No,
we're
yeah.
We need more money.
We see a lot of that. And
yes.
Then also other problems are caused and things aren't fixed and money's wasted. It's not what we want for you. So get your vehicle in, let us diagnose it properly. We'll get you all taken care of and fixed. Get you down the road. motoring along. Good stuff for sure. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram by going to westautomotivegroup.com. Of course, you can see all about us and make appointments or reach out or do whatever you like. Very interactive website. Beautiful site, as a matter of fact. I really like it. So we can get you all helped out there. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out the Automan segments, where it'll take you right from the westautomotivegroup.com to our YouTube channel for where I'm the Automan for the CW and Fox 5 News. Or Auto Talk Radio, or you can pick up our podcast if you like through Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in for you on the go if you want them, for sure. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. But give us a call here this morning at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Let's see what Bruce has got going on. What do you got going on, Bruce? Are you there, sir? Brendan, it's not working.
It changed colors, though.
I did so change colors, yeah. Says he's on the air. I don't know.
Here comes Brendan.
Uh-oh, he's running.
He's going to save the day.
And now we're going to keep talking about something else. I don't know.
We just keep clicking buttons.
It does. It says on air, but it's not working. Oh, this is the problems that we have sometimes. It's a technical problem. We're on the wrong radio station. Oops. Now you did it. You broke it. All right, folks. So anyway, we were talking about parts and items like that. So is why Brendan's bringing up the call screener. We'll get things working here in no time at all. So
did we put Bruce on the air in a different radio station?
Oh, no. Not good. Did you lose Bruce? Oh, it's in use elsewhere. We don't know what radio station we're on, folks. Do you know which one we're listening? Please call in and let us know. That way, that's good. Bruce is
Christian Rock. He's like, what the heck? Where am I?
How did this happen? He's probably, Brian, Paul, you there? And there's music playing in the background. Yeah. Very, very good. All right, while we're doing this, let's grab John and Elko. You there, John?
Hi.
Oh, you are there. Perfect. Yeah. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for joining us, and hope your Memorial Day weekend's off to a great start.
So far, yeah.
What you got going on?
I got an 04 Ford Freestar van.
Okay.
And it makes like a, running or not running, it makes like a creaking sound, like a door opening up. It's like a vent's opening or something like that.
Inside the dash, it sounds like? Like if you turn the car off and you're sitting there?
Well, yeah, if the key's on, if it's not running or are running, it'll just periodically make like a door opening, a creaking sound.
Okay.
Like a vent opening or what, I don't really know what it could be.
Well, it does it sound like it's coming from the dash itself area?
Yeah, I think it might be.
Yeah, so it could be one of the actuators for one of the vent doors inside the dash is a possibility. We sometimes see those where they activate themselves, or it could be having a problem where it's trying to find what it's called its resting spot, and it's confused a bit. So that's a possibility. It almost have to hear it, but that's what I would think it is if you're hearing that with the car running or not, and it's coming from the dash area.
Yeah, if the key's on, it, you know, at first I thought it was like a fan belt or something like that, but it sounds more like a creaking vent opening up.
Gotcha.
I guess it hasn't made that sound when it's been in the shop. I'm the one that had you got that bypass part that was obsolete for the.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Our van, it's still cruising along, huh?
Oh, yeah. I had it in. I had a check engine light and brought it in, and I had a bunch of stuff done, the coil and plugs and wires and
I must have had a misfire or something.
Yeah, well, it wasn't running for a few months because I was in the hospital.
Gotcha.
It ran perfect to then, but now, boy, that thing runs like it's a brand new van.
Runs like a champ, huh? Well, that's good to hear.
It really runs good. It's like a V8 in there. it really moves out.
Nice. Well, we're glad you're out of the hospital also. That's a good thing, too. So, and glad the van's running like a champ.
Yeah, I want to ask you one other thing.
Sure.
When I had it in, they put all synthetic oil in it. If it ever runs a little bit low, can you add, a blend, or just top it off a little bit?
Yeah, semi-synthetic, you can add to it, absolutely. It won't hurt it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, nope. Okay.
We only use full synthetic because we buy it bulk and we get such a great deal on it. To buy semi-synthetic is just the same price. And then of course conventional oil now is more expensive than anything, but you don't, why would you want it? Synthetic's way better. So,
and it's rare now.
It is very rare.
Yeah.
Cars require a minimum, a blend or full synthetic. Most cars do these days. So, but yes, you can combine the two. It will not hurt anything.
Oh yeah. I want to ask you one other thing. With that sound that you said it's trying to find its way or whatever, could that do any damage to it?
Nah,
no.
Definitely not. The only damage is it's sometimes annoying to listen to, but other than that, no.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Yeah, that if that's what it is in the dash, it won't hurt anything.
That's kind of what it is. I think it might be.
Gotcha.
Okay, sure, appreciate your help.
No problem, John. Always great to talk to you. Have a wonderful, safe weekend. Stay healthy, my friend.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. I don't really know. Man. Oh, nope. There we go. Now it's working.
Yeah.
All right. And it's all kinds of different new colors now. So
it's
all really good stuff.
Memorial colors.
All right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related? Bruce, are you there?
Yeah.
We were sticking you on other stations. We didn't know where you were. We thought we lost you. So glad you're back. Happy Memorial Day weekend, man.
I just wish you'd never left KFMB because they knew how to do things. Anyway.
Oh, my gosh, I'm trying over here.
I will tell, it's not all Brendan. Some of it is, we'll just call it equipment issues. So.
No, it's me. I should have fixed it earlier.
So anyway, getting back to last week and your issue on recalls.
Yes, sir.
I knew somebody that had a Jeep Liberty. That was the replacement for the small Cherokee that came out in 1984 from AMC.
Yep.
And they had a recall on those because of the danger of a fuel tank rupture.
That car needed to be recalled, period. But that's a different story.
Well, they, you know, it was a unibody, and there was not enough frame going around the gas tank. There wasn't any frame.
Mm-hmm.
So what they did to correct that problem was, and this is kind of cool, you got a receiver hitch. So that had a big frame member behind the fuel tank, and that fixed it. And then in the process,
they used that to tie the frame rails, the unibody rails together from side to side, because that's where a Reese goes in, and it was quite strong. So the engineer came up with, hey, if we just put these hitches on there, it'll strengthen the frame rails across the back and protect the back of the tank.
Oh, that's cool. You remember this now.
I do, yes. I also remember the CVT transmission in those that fell out regularly. So that Jeep, in all essence, I mean, it was a cost effective. It wasn't a real expensive Jeep, you know, and it was really made to be like a small SUV, economically affordable kind of deal. So that's why it was what it was. No question about it.
It lasted a long time, and they did finally replace it with a Cherokee again.
Yep.
Whatever year that was. Hey, another thing, you haven't discussed this at all, and I was wondering if you're aware of it, what Volkswagen is bringing out to be sold worldwide, but it's built in America. And it's, think of the Bronco, the Bronco 2 from Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of another one that might be of interest to for sales?
As far as what the Volkswagen's bringing out?
Yes.
Well, what is that Volkswagen SUV they have, that Tiguan right now, or what it's called? Tiguan. I don't know what it's called.
That's the smaller one, yeah, Tiguan. And then there's the bigger one. I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
No, this is a retro vehicle. And twice I've been watching Barrett Auctions, and they mentioned Scout.
Oh.
And sure enough, I
That's an old,
That'd be cool, a new scout.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually had some artist renditions of what it looked like, and it's definitely scoutish. It's a retro, modernized retro, and it's going to come out in 2026.
So they're jumping in like Ford did with the Bronco and doing a retro.
Except that it's meant to compete with the Jeep Wrangler 4xe. So it's an electric vehicle, and it'll be the short wheelbase and a truck platform, both.
Gotcha.
And it's not a real high-end thing like the, what is it, the Rivian or something like that?
The Rivian?
Rivian.
SUV. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I think some of the people that have bought those are going to be sorry that they bought them eventually. I don't think that company's long for the world as far as that goes. That's my concern with the Rivian, well, not Volkswagen.
Not Volkswagen, out of Wolfsburg. Yeah. And anyway, they said it'll start, they figured about 40K.
So that's not bad comparative to cars today. I mean, you know, it's not.
Isn't that about what a Wrangler 4xe would go for, somewhere in there?
The bottom.
They're expensive.
They're expensive. Yeah, those.
50s.
Yeah. 50. Well, yeah, I think they start about 50. The Wranglers
do. Ones, yeah.
Yeah, about 50. And they go up quickly. You can end up spending $80,000 on one of those if you get the Rubicon edition
the cool one, the 392.
The
it's
cool
got the big
one.
Motor in it. Yeah. It's $100,000.
It's a $100,000 Jeep. Yeah. So some of those Jeeps are expensive. So I gotta tell you, if you're riding
Jeep
them,
Wrangler?
they don't ride. Yeah.
No, the new one is only like $33,000.
Looked up the one with the big engine in it.
Okay.
Wrangler 392.
It's $100,000.
Yeah, but we're talking about the 4xe now, the electric Wrangler.
Yeah, right. Okay. And is that one $40,000, you think?
The 4xe is $52,000.
There you go. Paul was right, up in the 50s, yeah.
Okay, so this 40K that Volkswagen is estimated is probably a little too conservative. And
correct.
It's probably going to be more.
Bruce, I got a question for you. When you take your 4xe out for buy-in and you get to the top of the mountain and it's out of juice, which tree are you plugging it into?
You can't use the electric winch either.
No, you're stuck. There's not much you can do.
You bring your solar umbrella.
Your solar umbrella.
The extension cord.
I was thinking the little hamster spinning on the wheel. Generating
that too.
Well, there are solar things now you can charge. I just don't know how many days you're going to have to stay there to get your 4x4 fully charged. And don't call me with that excuse that you can't come to work because you're stuck on a mountain with your EG, Paul. Yeah. We're not doing that. So, it's Paul. Paul will tell me he's got to stay up there 3 days. That's how long it takes with the sun up to charge his E-Jeep. So, all good stuff, but funny.
Wonderful talking to you guys again. I really enjoyed it.
Always good to talk to you too, Bruce. Hey, man, have a wonderful, safe Memorial Day, okay?
You too. Take care.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. So great stuff for sure. All right, folks, 1-888-344. Anything automotive related or electric vehicles we can make fun of, give us a shout. We're here to. I'm telling you, can't plug your Jeep into a tree, though. It doesn't work.
No, you can't.
No, it's a bad thing. So 1-888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Good stuff. It's a holiday weekend.
Yep.
You going to be at the bar getting tipsy with your son later?
Not with my son, no.
There's rules against that.
Yeah.
He's not old enough to sit at the bar yet, huh?
Now he can get like formula drunk, I guess.
Formula drunk.
Yeah. He'll be 8 ounces and spitting, he'll be like, whoa.
Burping and spitting up on himself. Cute little guy. So anyway, all good stuff. Any big plans for this weekend, my friend?
Just hanging out with family. It's Memorial Day weekend, and we're celebrating for cause, and We're going to have a big barbecue and remember those who...
thanking all those people that gave their lives for us to have this wonderful life.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Freedom, man. Mm-hmm. It's what it's about for sure. So what about you, Paul? Anything fun?
Nothing really planned.
Napping?
Yeah. Napping? No.
I'm sure you'll find something to do.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I may go up north. We'll see.
Gotcha. Go see Pops, maybe.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a cool thing to do.
Yeah.
Got some extra time this weekend for sure. So couple extra day thrown on there. Makes for a nice kind of almost like a vacation.
Yeah.
You get 3 days. It's worthwhile.
Yeah.
It's all good. Except for I made you come talk on the radio this morning.
It's okay. It's only an hour.
It's only an hour. You can go take a nap again afterwards.
No, we're done napping.
We're done napping. You can't nap with Jesus. Anyway, all good. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. I do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there and the number one technician recommended battery worldwide. You need a battery for one of your vehicles, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get you Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, please check them out at their storefronts, because they do have a battery for, and I mean for everything, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar and La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. Right, Paul?
Yes.
Yep, just find one.
Yeah.
Yep, that's all you need. Anyway, check them out. Okay, so we're talking about parts and quality. And the quality of parts and things like that. So, yeah, good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we use a lot of nomenclature for these OEM, which stands for original equipment manufacturer, right? Mm-hmm. Those are parts that are actually made by the manufacturer of the vehicle. And then we have OES.
OES.
Yeah. Original equipment supplier, and what that means is, they're made by the supplier that makes the part for the vehicle manufacturer, yeah. which is pretty common these days, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they will. Let's take an example, like Ford, let's say, will contract with Nippon Denso to make alternators for a vehicle. So the Nippon Denso alternator is the OEM part on there. Now you can go to Nippon Denso, we can buy the alternator later on, right?
Yeah.
For the car. So it's OES. We didn't buy it through OEM, but it's the exact same thing that was sold to Ford when they did it.
Just doesn't have the Ford.
Doesn't have the Ford logo on it, but it's the same quality, same specification, all that.
Same
Why
warranty.
Would they change it?
Yeah.
They wouldn't. So they use that, which works out well for the consumers later on and also them as a manufacturer of the part because they sold it to Ford, and then they sell it to you, and it's just all
good. And sometimes they just grind the Ford thing off of it.
The MoCo.
Yeah, they do.
And sometimes after so many years, because the licensing runs out on it, they don't even bother to take that off of it. They don't really care at that point, you know? So, same thing. Did you need to add something over there? You're waiting patiently.
Yeah, thank you so much. I was going to ask a couple of questions.
Sure.
So, number one, you guys, all your shops are usually NAPA AutoCare certified as well. So, that mean whenever there's an OEM part that's not available in the area, you'll go straight to NAPA next and see if they have that certain part.
We use NAPA for a lot of things. It just depends. There's a lot of aftermarket stuff. When I say aftermarket, let's say we're doing suspension work.
Okay.
We never go to the manufacturer for that because shocks and struts, well, sometimes we do. It depends on what kind of car.
Yeah.
Some stuff's not available, but the stuff that is, like struts for vehicles, there's a lot of high quality aftermarket stuff that's better than a lot of OEM
stuff.
Like
gates, belts, hoses, and stuff like that.
Yeah, those are better.
You don't use electronics or anything from NAPA, but...
No, not a whole lot of that. Yeah. But what I'm talking about is like control arms.
Yeah.
That like Ford truck control arms. I would not go to Ford and buy them. They come without Zerk fittings and all that stuff. The aftermarket ones are built better by TRW
Moog.
Or Moog.
Yeah.
And they're higher quality. So we put those on And then they last forever. The original Ford ones wear out in 100,000
miles. And a lot of them are redesigned, too, so they have upgraded bushings and better ball joints.
They do. Yeah. So that stuff, we know what's better, and we use it from Napa. We buy a lot of that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha. That was going to lead to my second question about were there any parts that Napa specifically does or any other aftermarket. So you guys answer that question pretty easily. So.
Correct. Thank you. Now, you have to understand, Napa doesn't manufacture any parts. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just asking because I know they're a big supplier in terms of offering different.
They're what we call a WD, warehouse distributor.
Okay,
they're a warehousing distributor. So,
and if there's 40 of them, that's WD-40. Thank you. I'll turn off my mic.
You got to go ding and hit the thing now. Ding. Yes, it could be WD-40 then if you like. So, but the point to that is they don't manufacture anything. So, they have a lot of great programs that we use that help give us extended warranties nationwide, things like that. So, if we need those. Luckily, if you do really good car repair, we seldom use we might once a year with all the vehicles we service have to work through a Napa thing that somebody ends up somewhere and something's wrong.
Gotcha. Okay, so 90% of the time it's OEM stuff, more than likely.
Electronics for sure, like mass air flow sensors, oxygen sensors, air fuel ratio. I mean, anything electronic, computers, as long as it's available from the original manufacturer, we use electronics a lot from them.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Okay. Just because... We only want to have to fix the one problem on your car once. That's our preferred thing. I don't want to see you a second time.
So just to double check, so like other places like the, I don't know if I'm allowed to say car parts stores specifically or not on the air, so I'll just like give their initials, the AZs, the CQs, the OR.
Negative. Oh.
AZ negative?
I don't think I should bash on them either. Sorry.
I was just wondering, so are those ones...
It depends, okay. Because I will tell you, like, a lot of diff... So, we have Napa, O'Reilly, AutoZone. I mean, we have all
that's
these...
Exactly diff- that's exactly actually initially say, all what, those. I didn't know if I was allowed to say those on the air.
Parts suppliers.
Okay. Cringed when I heard that name.
Sorry. I didn't know, because we had a discussion how we're not allowed to talk about other auto repair shops and stuff like that. And I didn't know if auto parts stores are...
No, the
that.
Discussion was, this is my show and we're not advertising for other auto
repairs. No, I understand.
But those are just parts suppliers. That's okay. All they are. They okay. don't, they, you can't go to AutoZone, doesn't fix your car. And right, no sorry. Matter how much you believe when they plug that little handheld scanner in, that 21-year-old kid that walks out there and plugs in that scanner that's never worked on a car and tells you, oh, you have this code, you should buy this part. He's got a 90% chance of being wrong. He got 10% of hitting it on the head because, I mean, you could guess right.
Last time I was at your shop, you guys asked for a brand new cabin air filter, and I already put that into the Elantra and all that stuff. And I went to an O'Reilly's, and sure enough, like an 18, 17-year-old kid's working there. And I asked for it, and they start coming up, and I'm like, wow, that's a really small air filter. And they're like, oh, he got you the wrong one. It's actually supposed to be this cabin air filter here. Geez. And I was like, oh, geez. Good thing he stopped me before I purchased it, because I was about to say, that looked smaller than an actual cabin air filter.
Did it look like this big?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a pollen filter for seats.
Gotcha.
Some vehicles have filters in the seats.
Yeah.
Where the airflow comes out, and
right.
there's actually filters in the seats, and you got to replace them. Same thing.
Well, I just needed a carbon.
Your car probably does not have that.
No, and I just needed a carbon or a cabin air filter. That was it.
Did you get the carbon one?
I'm not sure. I'll
have
to look back on the box.
Was it gray or white?
It was white.
Yep, you didn't get the carbon.
Okay.
Sorry.
They only had like one or two things that were available.
Well, it sounds like they were confused too. They didn't know which one was what.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why the good thing is we have the online port. Well, and I don't have to talk to this youngster.
Yeah, yeah, we look up all the parts ourselves electronically and have them ordered to us. We don't even talk to people at the parts stores.
So your guys that do all the shuttle runs and then picking up the parts, they just go into the store and say, hey, we have an order for West Automotive Group?
Well, if we send them to pick it up, usually the parts stores deliver to us. But but yes, we send them. But the kid that drives our shuttle doesn't order the parts either. He might
I know that part. No, I'm saying that you guys put in the orders and then he has to go buy.
Correct. My service riders are parts managers. That's all they deal with. So what I'm glad though is when you went to get your cabin filter, that young feller didn't tell you, well, here's some tape and five of these. You just tape them together and then you slide it. Hey, I've seen some things told to people that I'm like,
I just overheard one and I was laughing because I went to get car wax. And this girl was talking about she put her own spark plugs in, and the guy is telling her horrible advice. And I'm like, oh, I just don't.
Don't engage.
Don't engage.
Don't engage. Don't engage. I usually under my breath say, well, that's not going to turn out well.
Yeah, he was trying to, she had an active misfire, and he was telling her to use seafoam. I'm like, dude, she's going to cook her cat.
Yeah. Why is my exhaust glowing red? Well, you know, all good stuff though, right? So, yeah, it's bringing your car to a professional. And the main thing to this is what I'm getting at with parts. What you should know is you should, if you're doing it yourself, you need to figure it out. I mean, you just do. But if you are bringing your vehicle to somebody like the West Automotive Group, we know which parts to use and why and what suppliers and where to get them from. And hey, these aftermarket control arms made by Moog are better than the factory Ford ones. Or we know all these things. Why? Because this is our job. This is what we do. So I also know that when the little 21-year-old plugs in and gets a code, that doesn't fix your car and you're going to get it wrong. So what we do is go through actual what's called diagnosis, because that gives you a circuit and items like that. The new thing now, though, new manufacturer's codes, which is super cool, like I was reading a bunch on that they're just coming out using, they now have subcodes that come behind a code. So like a PO300.
/2B.
Yeah. So now we're getting even more in depth in circuits.
Yeah.
And it gives you, and then what that gives us a direction is go through and start doing all the testing to figure out what's failed in that circuit, right?
Yeah.
So, because it could be an open wire, it could be a component, could be a ground problem, could be a driver in the PCM that took a dump.
Yeah, and those kids don't see the freeze frame data and all that stuff. They don't have the whole snapshot of all the data.
There's a lot more that goes into this than just plugging in a little tool. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I was looking at the screen. Sorry.
What were you looking at? There's nobody calling right
specific,
now.
No, I know. I was looking up specifically, going back to like the quality of just auto parts and stuff like that, and just reading some stories on Reddit about like some people getting the wrong advice at auto parts stores specifically instead of actual qualified diagnosis mechanics out there.
So, correct.
Yeah, it's pretty horrific if you go online to read some of these stories.
Well, and then if you're doing some of the part stuff yourself, like let's say brake pads, let's say you're doing brakes at home. And as you know, we've done this before, counterfeit parts. There's brake pads out there that have made their way into the system that have come from these counterfeit places out of China. Like the brake pad will be made of sawdust. So, you know what I'm, that. And there's a whole task force in the United States that deals with the import of this. That's unsafe. Obviously, they can catch on fire or fail. No brakes is always fun. I don't know if you've ever driven a car and lost the brakes.
Right.
It's really fun to do.
Do you find the fact that online shopping is probably more risky than in going inside the actual auto parts store itself and just picking up the item that way? Or
I will tell you this. Going to an auto parts store, if you're doing something, would be better.
Yes.
Than the online. I'm just telling you, because you don't, unless you buy from a quality. Now, I shouldn't say that, because you can go online and buy from NAPA. Or AutoZone or Napa, AutoZone, O'Reilly, they're not going to have these offshore. They have people that know parts and they do not buy that stuff or sell it here in the United States of America. So, you're okay if you went to like, let's call them big box people. Like if you go to them and buy parts, whatever you're buying is truly going to be what they say it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean that it's, their brake pads may not be the exact same formulation though of, OEM pads, and you might get some squeaks or something, but they're not dangerous.
Right.
So does that make sense?
Yeah. Funny story, super quick. This past April Fool's Day, I don't know if you saw the O'Reilly's Auto Parts website. They were selling flux capacitors from...
Did you buy one?
No, I did not, because they were charging $5 million for the actual part.
They had that as a joke. It's always been on our wholesale.
Oh, good, good.
So there's actually a part number.
Oh, you really thought they were selling those?
No. I saw that on April Fool's Day, and I thought that was really funny.
Yeah,
yeah, they have that on our wholesale thing. They've always had it.
You they
look
do
it up. Yeah.
Oh,
it's a joke.
It weren't. Isn't that from that Back to the Future show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can buy one on Amazon.
A flux capacitor, or a whole DeLorean.
Just a flux. Well, it's just LED lights.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Gotcha. It's called a flux capacitor. Very cool. You know, so
put in your Ranger.
Danger Ranger.
Seatbelted in.
Is it big?
No, I don't know. It's like probably just a square.
I'm going to buy you one. Yeah. You can put it in your Porsche.
Yeah.
You can go Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Anyway. So with parts and stuff like that, yeah, it's knowing what you need and what you should be buying and what should be put on your car is extremely important as far as that goes.
Yeah, the brand is important too.
Well, the brand, because... just because an OEM part is made a certain way, the formulation and all that, like let's take brake pads. There's a lot to that.
Well, yeah. Like I don't know if, Amazon, you look at stuff. I guess this is touchy. I should be careful.
No, not
what I
really.
Say.
No, okay. Because
that's the one where the stuff comes.
They've been
like,
struggling, and Amazon has a whole team too that works with the government to try to prevent.
I've seen people walk in with something like a control arm, and I'm like, oh my god, there's like two welds on this thing. Like, I would never put this on a car.
Correct. So the point to that is, Amazon does try to prevent that, but the marketplace for Amazon is humongous, right?
And all a bunch of independent sellers on there. That was pretty hard.
And some of these people get stuff, and then they're a known seller. They've been selling stuff, and they could get stuff like that and put it on there, and you could end up with that. So,
yeah.
I would say if you're going to buy offline, stick with buying from, you know, if you're going to buy through Amazon, if it's coming from a NAPA distributor or something like that, or O'Reilly's, then you're safe.
Yeah.
But if you're going to, there's a lot of things that could happen.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. So you need to be super safe about that. Make sure you're getting what you're supposed to. Because I tell you what, saving 20, 30, 40, 100 bucks even on a part, that ends up you lose your brakes, control arm brakes.
Yeah.
Be like the Prius that I passed on the 52 with three wheels on it on the side of the road.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
I don't know where the fourth one was.
Hmm.
I looked around. I always look. Like, it got away while I was moving,
it was
apparently.
A Bluetooth wheel.
Well, you never know where it's going, though.
That's
right?
Yeah.
Luckily, there's no home. There's big brick walls on each side, right?
Yeah.
So, worst case, it hit another car.
It's a little Prius wheel, luckily, too. Not a big truck or something.
Yeah, those hurt.
Yeah.
Semi wheels, when they get loose on the freeway, they can kill people. Not a good thing at all. It's dangerous, dangerous. So, all good. But, all right. Do we have time?
We got 2.5 minutes, so you can do it.
All right, let's do this real quick. All right, Gary, we got to go fast. We're almost out of time.
Guys, I have a 2004 Toyota Solera that's not passing smog.
Okay.
You pretty much asked my question about getting a diagnostic test. Can you give me a ballpark figure what I'm looking at if I bring that in and get a diagnostic test on it?
Yeah, it's a couple $100, basically, to get it all figured out. What is it failing for, though? Do you know?
You know, it had several things up there. I'm not for sure what it was. A couple years ago, just barely passed, and it's been 2 years now, so I don't know what the problem is. But
yeah, the best to get it in, but yes, we can absolutely get that diagnosed and figured out. And a lot of times, if it's failing for a couple things, it could all be related to. It's hard to say.
I'll bring into your El Cajon shop. Who do I see there?
Yeah, so we don't do smog in El Cajon. We'd have to go to Kearney Mesa for that car, but... Okay. But yeah,
all right.
You can talk to Joe there as the manager up there at our Kearney Mason store.
I'll take it there. Enjoy the show, guys. Thanks much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, be safe. Have a great Memorial Day. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, San Diego and everybody. How long we got now, Brendan?
1 minute.
Oh, look at that. Gary went really fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It did go by quick. It's nice when there's callers.
You like to talk to people?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's cool. Okay.
I thought we could talk about Beyonce and country music one more time.
Nope.
Okay.
We're done with her. that's like, that word is like Tesla to you. We're not using the B word no more. No more. All right, San Diego and everybody else. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us, man. I'm glad you're up and awake. I hope you all have an amazing Memorial Day weekend. Be safe out there for sure. There's going to be a lot of people on the road, a lot of traveling, as AAA says this time of year. So definitely keep the rubber side down, the shiny side up. Stay vigilant for your other drivers. You know, don't get crazy. No road rage. Just remember, man, it's not worth it. So, you know, be good. Anything you want to add, Mr. Paul, before we...
Nope, just hope everyone has a good weekend.
Everybody, yes, have a good, safe weekend. We will be back next Saturday for sure live. Make sure and join us. This has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. Till next Saturday.
Answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.